This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. No matter how the old saying goes, at ESPN, there is such a thing as a stupid question. The sports network has hired an executive who's telling reporters that Larry King and Mike Wallace are perfect role models of what not to do when conducting an interview. NPR's David Folkenflik went to Bristol, Connecticut to get some answers of his own.
ESPN has become a multi-channel sports juggernaut, beaming games, talk shows, and news programs into tens of millions of homes.
This is SportsCenter.
ESPN's nightly newscast features spectacular plays, slips, and punchlines.
Would you believe it could be the defending champs?
But there are hundreds of regular season games in the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. Every sensational catch is quickly replaced by another. The interviews, however, often linger in the mind. And that's how ESPN hoped to set itself apart.
I felt that we were missing key questions, we weren't getting great moments, so I thought we needed help.
John Walsh is executive vice president at ESPN. Walsh read a journalism review article about a college professor's technique on the art of the interview. 2 years ago, that professor, John Sawatsky, joined ESPN full-time. If he were a comic book villain, Sawatsky would be the Riddler. He even has a giant question mark on his office door. Now, every single editorial employee at ESPN is expected to attend a 3-day seminar. And there, they encounter a lanky, slightly awkward 58-year-old man who methodically eviscerates the nation's most prominent television journalists.
For Deadly Sin number one, we'll use the number one news magazine show in the country, 60 Minutes.
Sawatsky plays video clips to illustrate all seven deadly sins of interviewing. This is from a Mike Wallace profile of Luciano Pavarotti.
You're an industry now, aren't you?
I'm what?
An industry. Your voice, your concerts, your fame, your name, your horse shows, your records, your wife's talent agency, your real estate holdings. It's gigantic. The Pavarotti Empire.
I don't think it's an empire.
Sawatsky says Wallace's rapid patter fails to get Pavarotti to speak candidly.
Mike Wallace enjoys the swagger, going in and having the question being more important than the answer. And it's important for him to look good.
If that were so, why would ESPN have paid to have me come up there and talk to them about the art of the interview?
That's Mike Wallace. Wallace says he's proud of his lively conversation with Pavarotti. And when Wallace addressed ESPN journalists earlier this year, he told them he's an admirer of their interviewers.
I said going in, hey, you don't need help from me as far as I'm concerned. I've watched you, and you're all very good. So why Sawatsky was hired, I can't imagine what's on Sawatsky's mind.
Well, here's what's on Sawatsky's mind.
I want to change the culture of the journalistic interview. We interview no better now than we did 30 years ago, and in some ways we interview worse.
For years, John Sawatsky was one of Canada's leading investigative reporters. He unmasked a spy and exposed explosive stories about rampant police abuses. After he became a journalism professor, Sawatsky was surprised to learn he was most interested in why some questions worked when others didn't. Sawatsky says the big-name reporters are failing to plan meticulously how to extract information from their sources.
It is very haphazard. You're hoping that the person being interviewed is a good talker and knows how to do something with your inept question.
So on a sweltering summer morning, Sawatsky meets with three ESPN producers, two reporters, an Olympic skater turned analyst, and a publicist. He lays out his rules. Don't ask yes or no questions. That might be all you get back. Avoid charged words. They distract people. Make your questions short. You want the other guy talking, not you. Sawatsky says the rules sound simple, but they're broken all the time. He tells the seminar Larry King of CNN favors leading questions that generate curt answers. Sawatsky throws out a challenge. Which yes or no question is King going to ask next?
How many go with shocked? Let's just do a little poll here.
I'm going to go with surprised.
Yes, sir?
I'm going to go with surprised.
Well, here's the answer.
Over at the ESPN cafeteria, SportsCenter anchor Scott Van Pelt says he's learned from Sawatsky to ask much leaner questions. But Van Pelt says he doesn't want to abandon his sly personality on the air, in favor of Swatsky's more mechanical technique.
When you show a Mike Wallace, a Barbara Walters, a Larry King, these people are obscenely wealthy people because of who they are. And John does take those folks to task, and I do wonder how he would reconcile that. And you could ask him that exactly. John, how would you explain why Mike Wallace has become so successful when he clearly can't interview?
Swatsky says Wallace and the others are better at theatrics than journalism. They often trip up their own interviews by thinking they should be the focus of attention. When Timothy McVeigh was sentenced to death for his role in the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, Barbara Walters interviewed his mother. It should have been a great get for Walters and ABC News, but it sounded like this.
You know, this is so difficult for you, and I realize that, but I must ask, are you convinced in your mind that your son committed this act?
I'd rather not make any more comments, Barbara.
Swatsky says the interview lasted less than 3 minutes because it was short-circuited by Walters, not the mother.
Getting her to open up and pour out her heart, any journalism student can do that, following a few good macro principles. And no $7 million a year network, host can do it by violating these principles.
Swatsky says Walters wrongly articulated the mother's emotions for her instead of coaxing them from her. Walters declined NPR's offer to respond, but Larry King did respond. Unlike Swatsky, King never prepares his questions ahead of time. He says his spontaneous approach really works.
I pride myself on not getting one-word answers. That's really rare. So he may have picked out one or two interviews where... Now, if you get an interview where the subject is really difficult, you're going to... Does he do interviews for a living?
And King says he doubts Swatsky can change the way ESPN conducts its interviews.
That's a very difficult thing to teach someone, because the one thing you can't teach is curiosity. I can stand on my head, I can't make you curious.
But ESPN's John Walsh says Swatsky's influence can be seen all around.
It's not long before Swatsky becomes a noun and a verb in the workplace when people are talking about interviewing. So that when somebody said, well, I did the Swatsky with such and such, or I Swatskied him. And it becomes a part of the culture.
Every day, Swatsky shows up at his office in Bristol to review tapes of ESPN shows. It's only a matter of time before the rest of journalism tries to catch up to his method, he says. It's inevitable, like the tides. For Swatsky, there's no question about it. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
You can hear what ESPN's interview guru thinks of David Folkenflik's skills and hear more from Mike Wallace and Larry King on interviewing at npr.org. We'll be right back.